A Day as Someone Else, Chapter 9. The young woman woke up feeling disoriented. The room was mostly dark, except for the star patterns that lit up the ceiling. Her surroundings were unfamiliar. Emma still felt dizzy after the medication had knocked her out, but she was slowly regaining her consciousness when she noticed she was no longer wearing her uniform, but a white onesie decorated with dinosaur prints. It took her a few more seconds to realize she also had a big, bulky diaper under the onesie. At least that was her objective in the first place. Get to the nurse and put on a diaper to make sure she didn't get in trouble with her bathroom monitor, and then go back to class. Taking a nap wasn't part of the deal, especially not dressed as a 2-year-old. She sat up on the bed only to find out it was surrounded by bars, like a cage. Worse, actually, like a crib. It was so humiliating, she felt like crying. Although somehow, that would have made it worse. Instead, she proceeded to call for help.
Hello, anyone here?
She was glad she had regained her speech, but it still required lots of effort. A moment later, Beatrice opened the door to greet her.
Emma, you're awake. That was a nice long nap, wasn't it?
What time is it?
A bit after 6 p.m.
What? I need to get out of here. I have a phone call to make.
Hold on, sweetie. You're still weak. The pills they gave you knocked you out pretty badly. I recommended they lower the dosage, but apparently that was a specific request from our principal, Mrs. Hale. You'll need to take the same amount tomorrow. Hopefully your body gets a bit more used to it and you don't fall asleep for the rest of the day.
I'm allowed a phone call. Where's Courtney?
Don't worry. Courtney's still around. She came by to check up on you when she heard you were here, but you were asleep already. She said she would come back again tomorrow to say goodbye.
What do you mean tomorrow? And where is she going?
Didn't she tell you? Her re-education is over. Mrs. Hale allowed her to transfer next week. She's packing her stuff and moving tomorrow morning. I'll be the one taking care of you now, which is why you're here. Let's start by checking that diaper of yours.
Emma was too shocked and tired to even say anything. Beatrice unsnapped the bottom of her onesie and pressed her hand against the young adult's diapered crotch.
You had an accident in your sleep, Missy. Though that was expected. It was written in your file that you're still a bedwetter. Oh, don't pout, honey. Those meds have had the same effect on many students before you. Now, let's get you in a clean diaper.
I don't need a diaper anymore.
The day was done. Amanda was no longer in charge of her, so there was no point in putting on a diaper. Courtney would be putting her in one before bedtime at the dorms anyway, like every other night.
I'm not too sure about that, sweetie. See, I was told you had a messy kind of accident before you came in. I think it'd be safer if we didn't take any chances now, all right? Maybe if you make more progress, I'll consider giving you back your training panties. But I don't think you're quite ready for them yet.
No, it wasn't that. It was Amanda. She wants me in diapers, so I had to lie about messing myself. Otherwise, I would have gotten in trouble.
I'm sure you did your fair share of lying to get the nurse to allow you to wear those trainers in the first place. But we don't tolerate liars here. Is that clear, young lady?
No matter what the young woman said, she wouldn't understand. There was no point in discussing with her. She had already discredited Emma as a dirty, diaper-wearing little girl who could not be trusted. At this point, she figured she might as well let her do whatever she wanted and get out of there to make her phone call on time. It wasn't as if everyone in the school didn't already think she was diapered 24/7.
Fine. Can I at least wear a pull-up, please?
Emma knew that if she got the phone call she so desperately wanted, she would get Diane to come by the academy and could probably get out of that dreadful place the very same night, proving her identity once and for all. She certainly did not want to give them the satisfaction of walking out of there with a big, poofy diaper on her butt. If anything, she would at least leave in the same type of garment she was wearing when she got there, in one of her old goodnights.
I don't know, Emma. Are you sure about that? You seemed to have your mindset on that diaper when I met you. Poor thing, you were so disoriented. Don't you think it'd be easier for everyone if we keep you in a diaper for now? We could all have peace of mind. And if you have a little accident and tinkle again, I will simply change you. No need to be embarrassed. We're all friends here. Doesn't that sound safer?
Emma was starting to be annoyed by that woman patronizing her. She was literally talking down to her as if she was a toddler, not yet ready for potty training. Nevertheless, she figured she wouldn't get anywhere by trying to convince her otherwise, so she played along, trying to stay on her good side so that she'd be allowed to leave as soon as possible.
You're right, Beatrice. It's just, sometimes I really have to go number two, and right before I make it to the potty, I try to undo the tapes of my diaper, and it takes too long, so I go potty in my diaper. I think it would be easier for me if I was able to slide it up and down and still be protected in case of an accident, but if you're there to change my messy diapers, that does make me feel safer.
Beatrice didn't seem too keen on the idea.
Well, there are quite a few tapes on those diapers, I'll give you that. Very well. I guess I will try you in pull-ups for now. There's just a few hours before bedtime anyway, so it'll be a good test to see how you behave. Make sure you ask to go potty, though. We really don't want any messes here. Before bed, it's back in diapers, though. You know you're a heavy wetter at night.
Understood,
replied Emma, who had no intention of spending another night there. Beatrice headed towards a cupboard and wrinkled out a pair of purple pull-ups and proceeded to change a very queasy Emma directly in the giant crib.
That thing is heavily soaked. At least now your bladder's probably empty. Even if you tinkled in your pull-up, it probably wouldn't leak.
Did she mean that as reassurance? Emma thought, weirded out as the older woman slid the disposable training pants up her legs and powdered her. The student finally got up, carefully as her head kept spinning. The padding of her new underwear was similar to that of the cotton trainers she had on previously, except for the plastic coating that rustled when she moved around, reminding her of its function.
Courtney took away your uniform when she came to visit you, but I have a t-shirt for you. You'll be more comfortable.
Beatrice handed her a navy blue ARA t-shirt with the armories of the Amsterdam Reform Academy printed on it.
Thank you. Can I get some pants too, please?
Well, honey, I think it's safe to say those pills are making you dizzy still. And if you're having trouble getting your undies down on time to go potty, I think it'd be safer to keep you in just these for the time being. Just as a precaution. We can reevaluate tomorrow if you're able to keep your trainers dry, okay?
You expect me to walk back to the dorm in just a pull-up?
The dorms? There's no dorm here, sweetie. This is your room.
I don't understand.
Haven't they told you? You've been transferred here. I thought that's why you came to find me in the first place. I talked to Mrs. Hale and she said it might be best to keep you here.
What's here? Where are we?
Beatrice opened the door to show Emma out. She remembered this room now. She had seen it on her first day at the academy. With horror, she finally realized where they had sent her.
The nursery.
This is a mistake. I don't belong here.
Now. No need to cry, sweetie. This is only temporary. This place is usually for badly behaved students that need a bit of alone time, but in your case, I think it might be so that you receive the care that you need while you get used to your new medication. The side effects are clear. Difficulty to speak. Can hardly stand on your feet. You need afternoon naps and have frequent potty accidents. I'd say the nursery is exactly where you belong, young lady. And that's where we'll keep you, until your caregiver comes to pick you up at the end of your stay in a few weeks. Welcome to your new life, Emma.
There was no escaping now.